technical debt. Engineers, you are not alone. I don't read many books about software or technology these days. I tend to read outside the domain, economics, business and management, which after all is what I do in the world of technology these days. Recently, I've been reading Winning Now, Winning Later by David Coate and find it really interesting. He hardly mentions software, never mentions agile, but he is giving me a new perspective on technical issues, particularly technical debt, or technical liabilities as I prefer to call them. He talks about issues which have similar characteristics to tech debt, but are completely different. Legal issues, for example. He sees these issues as conflicts between short-term and long-term thinking. Coates' argument is that short-term actions should support, not conflict, with long-term goals. I agree. It might not be easy, but if actions in the here and now conflict with longer-term goals, then the chances of reaching those goals is diminished. Coate is writing about his time as CEO of Honeywell, a US industrial conglomerate, if you don't know. Unusually, Coate is honest about many of the dirty problems the company faced when he took over. A lot of business books gloss over such problems and talk about challenges or opportunities. For example, Coate describes how Honeywell managers were chasing numbers and targets every quarter. They had no time for long-term improvement because they were so busy making the numbers. One of his managers cut down a forest to sell his timber in order to make the end of quarter numbers. Salespeople would give products away to new customers or offer large discounts at the end of the quarter. However, customers knew this would happen, so delayed orders until they were sweetened. Making the short-term numbers meant the company undercut itself, so lost revenue next quarter. Management time was spent finding accounting tricks to make the numbers rather than improving the business. And since targets ratcheted up the next quarter, it was more difficult and required more diversions. Other examples include legal cases Honeywell was fighting, spending time and money on lawyers, building up bad will with customers, politicians and local people. This in turn made it more difficult to get support when the company needed it. I read these examples and others, and I hear an engineer saying, technical debt. That is exactly what it is. A software engineer who does a dirty job on a code change because they feel under pressure stores up problems for themselves and future engineers who need to do the next change. Which is exactly the same as a factory which dumps waste in a lake as a quick fix and then needs to clean up later. Actually, economists have a term for this, externalities. These are costs which are forced onto other payers, e.g. the factory saves money on waste disposal, but the local government has to pay to clean the lake. I've long thought a lot of technical debt could be considered an externality because it pushed the costs onto somebody else. Today, it is probably harder than ever to escape these costs in code, in law, in financing, because there are more and more people out there looking for these things. Environmentalists look at waste in lakes. Society expects companies to pay if they pollute, and courts make companies pay. Smart investors will look closely at a firm's accounts and discount the firm or short them if they see dubious practices. This is Coates' argument. In the short term, it might save or generate money to fight legal cases. Deny, deny, deny. Sell off forests, discount sales and such. But in the longer term, and the longer term may be just a few weeks, it will cost, and when it costs, it will damage growth. Doesn't that sound just like technical debt or technical liabilities? Naturally, it is hard to see a company that chases numbers, pollutes, and fights all legal claims, caring much about the quality of code. Engineers will have a hard job fighting for technical excellence there. Coate agrees. I agree with him. That it doesn't have to be this way. Acting responsibly and thinking about tomorrow, whether that is pollution, sales, accounting, or code quality, will make it easier to grow later. Just because it is difficult to act in a manner that meets today's needs and makes the world better tomorrow does not allow us to ignore it. All of us need to think harder and to find a solution that doesn't mortgage tomorrow. And sometimes the right answer is to accept the slow path. Take it on the chin, pay the cost you've been avoiding. For Coate, that means settling legal cases and accepting some costs. For software teams, that means doing the refactoring, rewriting a module, or just saying no to more changes. As I've said before, in software, the long term comes along very soon. And as I've blogged before, there is no such thing as quick and dirty, only slow and dirty. We might talk about debt and liabilities, but really we are talking short-term v long-term, a payday loan v investment. Engineers have an unfortunate habit of talking about technical debt as a binary good v evil debate with no other options. Finding these less obvious paths, which satisfy the short-term and long-term, is harder, but also offers the opportunity for higher and longer-term improvement, something which is itself a competitive advantage.